Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We're back here on the second guest show. Mike DeTillo along with Deuce McAllister live at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. We'll be here until 7 o'clock tonight. On our Bet 365 segment, for me, this draft, I think you're going to get quick dividends for the Saints with the first two picks, with Taliyasi Fuaga along with Kool-Aid McKinstry. But my intrigue pick is Spencer Rattler. I think that's the guy that I want to see the most. Again, that was a long drop between the first six quarterbacks that got picked in the first 12 selections and then Spencer going in round five. But, man, in watching him, his ability to spin the football is really good. He's got a quick release. He's gotten better with his judgment in throwing the football downfield, in reading and recognizing coverages. The one negative, and I see it, is he tries to fit a football somewhere where you sometimes can't be fitted, and you're going to get picked off that way. He wasn't protected well the last season, especially, with a very young offensive line in South Carolina. But he is an intriguing player for me because he's got the attributes that I would look for as a backup to start, and somewhere down the line, I think he's going to start in this league. Somewhere, he's going to get an opportunity to be a starter in the National Football League. Charlie?
Guys, I'm going with the Pels tonight. It's maybe the last game of the 2024 season. If not, if they can pull off a win at the Smoothie King Center and extend their season to Wednesday, where they'd be going back to OKC. It's just not a good matchup with this team right now and their health and where they are. Coach Green mentioned a couple things in the presser they did post-game on Saturday where he mentioned the turnovers have been killing them offensively. I mean, guys, offensively, 89.6 points per game in these three games that they lost to the Thunder. I know that OKC has a solid defense, but they're just missing a lot of open looks. Once again, as I mentioned in the Sports Flash, 27 of 97 from three-point range. They're shooting 27.8% from distance. And then the turnovers have increased every single game. The first game where they were the closest with the Thunder, that two-point loss that came down to a last-second shot by CJ McCollum, they only had 14 turnovers. Then game two, where they get blown out, 18. Game three, 21. They got to figure out how to take care of the ball and get some of these open looks to fall down, or else the season's going to be ending tonight at the Smoothie King Center. I'm not feeling too confident. Vegas is back in, you know, obviously OKC, 4.5-point favorites in New Orleans, and we'll see what happens tonight.
Charlie, one of the interesting things is he talked about maybe adding more shooting, not only to the rotation, but even possibly to the starting lineup. What could you see possibly going on there? I would be surprised if he makes a change at the starting lineup.
I agree.
But we've seen them start Larry Nance at the second half, you know, taking out Jonas. You know, there was one game where Jonas comes out and he scores the first 11, and, you know, you never get him looks again. But the problem becomes on how they use Chet as far as the pick and roll, and just they have the Pelicans in constant rotation. And so that's why they kind of go smaller. But from a shooting standpoint, do you go to the rookie who hadn't played a lot? Do you give
the birthday boy
Matt, and it is his birthday.
Matt
Ryan a little bit more run, or you know, even Dyson. Dyson has played a little, but nothing like, you know, since he when he came back from his injury, just hadn't been able to get any run. And so I wonder where's the shakeup in this lineup, because you see a team that's not playing with any confidence. That's
absolutely
what you see. You see a team that's not playing with any confidence whatsoever.
No, I agree 100%, Deuce. I don't think there's going to be a change to the starting lineup, like you mentioned. I would love to see Jordan Hawkins get some more minutes, but he's been buried on the bench for so long. We know that Willie Green obviously values a bunch of defensive prowess in a player, and Jordan Hawkins just isn't there yet. He's still a sharpshooter, and you know what you were getting from him when you drafted him 14 overall out of UConn this past year. I would love to see him get some run just because, once again, you're shooting 27.8% from three in this series. You need some of those shots to fall down against a really good OKC squad, or else you're going to get blown out again. So if they're looking for more shooting, you have it on the bench. And guys like, as you mentioned, Deuce, Matt Ryan and Jordan Hawkins, I don't think either of them get inserted into the starting lineup by any means. But just give them some minutes. Give them some chances to kind of knock down some big shots from three-point range, because, you know, the Pelicans need it right now.
Guys, Matt Parris from the Times-Picayune Morning Advocate is reporting the Saints have come to terms with two veteran offensive linemen. One, Justin Heron, who was a sixth-round pick in 2020 from Wake Forest with the Patriots. He's played two seasons with New England, two seasons with Las Vegas, mostly in a backup position. Has seen work at both right and left tackle. And Shane Lemieux, who, man, I remember scouting him well at Oregon. He also came out in 2020, got picked by the Giants. He actually started 9 games as a rookie for the Giants. And in a series of injuries, left knee injury the next year, a toe injury, not once but twice, and then last year he tore his biceps.
Wow.
So, man, you talk about busted luck. Injury-wise,
I don't think they're done either, though, offensive line.
And this is just a start, but you can see here that this team feels, hey, we need to get more guys in here with some experience, and that's what Justin Heron from Wake Forest, who has played with both the Patriots and the Las Vegas, has played right and left tackle, and Shane Lemieux, who has played offensive guard and has spent all 4 years with the Giants, started 9 games as a rookie, and then, man, one injury after another for him. This is just the start of it. We've talked about it most of the show, and now Matt Parris is coming out with that they have come to terms with both free agent offensive linemen, two veterans.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. When you talked about it, you know, we knew that they would be signing some of those veteran players. You know, at some point they will sign a safety. You sign two offensive linemen, two veteran guys. I don't think that they're done shuffling the deck. They want to try to get the best 90 in right now and just see what they look like. I mean, the hardest and the toughest part, like we both talked about it early, you won't put pads on, you know. There won't be pads in any of the mini caps. Yep. You won't put pads on until training camp.
That's it. Now, Shane Lemieux can play if he can stay healthy.
Right.
That's the issue. Man, when you start 9 games as a true rookie, you're doing a pretty good job. He played in 12 games that year, but he started 9. So we'll see if he can stay healthy, because he was a talented guy before the injuries started to kind of cut away at that. That's our Bet 365 special. Charlie? It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.